Epilogue. The Truth. I told you that I would only tell you the truth, and I have. But there are as many truths as there are people to tell the story. There are those who will tell you,
"The truth is, the boy simply drowned that day."
A life lost to the Strait of Messina. A story that ends like so many before and since. But some hold on to a different truth, that
if indeed his life ended down there, it ended nobly, in a sacrifice that saved us all.
Though they could never quite explain how he might have managed it. For however much like a fish he was, in the end, he was only ever truly a boy, right? And others would go on to say, there was no way
a kid like that could ever drown. He must have made a choice. To swim away and never return.
Which, when you think about it, how could one boy ever stop the whole island from sinking into the sea? And if he had managed it, then why is it the ground here in Messina still shakes even to this day? But that, you see, is precisely why the truth is never so simple. Because if you are the type of person who can believe it may be true that
too much water will turn you into a fish, pesciolino mio.
Or that a boy might really be given the strength of the sea.
Then you might also be able to believe that the sight of a ship
floating into the sky above the horizon is the sight of freedom.
No matter how much others might tell you that it is only a mirage, called the Fata Morgana, caused by the early morning light on the Strait of Messina. For a story need not be true, to be honest. And today, I will be honest with you. I am not Jacopo Mostacci,
the great poet and falconer, exiled from the Sicilian court. My name is Max. Jacopo Mostacci was my real-life ancestor. He really was a poet and a falconer in the court of King Frederick II, where this story takes place. I don't know his whole story, or what led to his exile, or if he ever even met a fisherman's son. The truth belongs only to those who lived it, or perhaps to those who can find it. Like a mother who finds a lentil washed up on the shore and swears she can hear her son's voice in the break of the waves. A single lentil that becomes her whole truth. I can only tell you my story of Colapesce. I have walked through the streets of Messina to learn it. I have listened to every version of the tale, and I cannot tell you which one is the truth. But I have felt the earth shaking beneath my feet. The rumblings of Mount Etna, some told me. You'll get used to it. And others would laugh and say, Colapesce must be dancing down there. But I listened most closely to those who whispered,
We are all Colapesce here.
The people of this island. We hold it up.
The sea and the land carry our story.
So we carry them.
This is our island. Our bella Sicilia. Sometimes she is all we have. So if they ask you, who is this Colapesce? You tell them you met him. Say, he was me. And if you ever find yourself in Messina,
and the earth shakes or the sea sighs, you must be patient with Colapesce. He carries the weight of the entire island on his shoulders.
The end.